This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Art Wind and Fire Festival takes place this weekend in Macomb. The art in the festival's name refers to the annual Gazebo Art Festival that takes place in Chandler Park on Saturday from 9 to 4. Gail Carper is on the art festival's organizing committee. She says a new purchase award will be made this year. It's being done in honor of the late Melissa Inman. She was an artist who was actively engaged in the community.
We're going to purchase an item and donate it to City Hall, where Melissa's husband is the mayor, and have it displayed with a plaque in memory of Melissa Inman.
Carper says the Gazebo Art Festival will feature 18 artists. The rain location will be the Macomb Art Center. Also this weekend, the Macomb Kite Festival will be held Saturday and Sunday in Veterans Park. This is the event's fifth year. Organizers say a kite vendor booth will be on site. As for the fire in Art, Wind, and Fire, it refers to the 33rd annual Macomb Balloon Rally. Weather permitting, it takes place this Friday and Saturday with activities at Vince Grady Field on the Western Illinois University campus. Tri-State's Public Radio's Marcellus Angel tells us what we can expect from the Balloon Rally.
Look to the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Abraham Lincoln. Honest Abe is just one of the hot air balloons making its debut in this year's Balloon Rally. Jody Pospichel has helped organize the rally for the past 18 years. She believes the community will enjoy seeing the new balloons and adds old favorites will also be on display during the popular balloon glow that closes out the rally on Saturday night.
The ones that light up best against the night sky, I think, are the favorites. My husband and I crew for Larry Owen and his pirate balloon, and that's always a favorite because it's got a pirate ship on one side and a skull and cross swords on the other.
Pospichel says pilots will compete in games such as the Hare and the Hound. This is where one pilot takes off and the other pilots follow, trying to land as closely as possible to the leader balloon. Pospichel also says that a costume contest will be held on Friday night. It's tied into the rally's steampunk theme. She says the person whose outfit best matches the theme will be awarded with a hot air balloon ride. I'm Marcellus Angel, Tri-State's Public Radio News.